in Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, the Gemara had asked before Astire from Mesechtes Yume to Mesechtes Tamid. By us it says that the Kain Godol called Shiva was Makter the Ktairis, and then he was Maitev the Neiris. So we see the Seder is first Ktairis and then Neiris. And in Tamid, it seems to say this Fakert, first Neiris and then Ktairis. So the Gemara had said, what we were up to yesterday, Rabbi Yechon and Mantane Seder Yume, Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah. That our Tana is according to Rab Shimon, and our Tana holds first Ktairis and then Neiris. And the Tane in Tomit holds Neiris and then Ktairis. Fregt the Gemara, V'romi Seidor Yume as Seidor Yume. So the Gemara says, okay, you said Tomit is one Tane, Yume is Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah, but in Yume alone there's Tiris. This Nan, again, in our Mishnah it says first Ktairis and then Neiris. And we learned further in Yume, Pius Hasheini, Mishoichet, Mizoirik, Mimedashim, Mizbech Apnimi, Umimedashim, Esamenoire, Umimale, Evorim, Lakevesh. So on the Pius Hasheini was already Atovas Haneres. Pius Hashlishi, Chadoshim, Lakteres, Boyu, Vihifisu. So you see that Kteres was after Neres. And our Mishnah says, Ktairis was before Neiris. Omar Abaye loy kashin. So Abaye said, it's no kashin. Ktairis was before Neiris, and Ktairis is after Neiris. What is pshat? Kan bahatovas shtei Neiris, kan bahatovas chomesh Neiris. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Apayis Hasheini bepirkin de lakamon airi beseida arba payosis shoy yosham b'chol yoyim. There were four payosis, uktoni basifas kibbutz payosheini, when they came together for the second payos, or yimefaisim sholish esrei avoidis. In these 13 avoidis, mishoychet, mizayrek esdomoyim, mimedash mizbech apnimi, Mimalei vori tomid lekevesh, v'soidren oison olov, v'achakach malon misham lemizbeach. And this was done with different kehanim, mishum b'roiv am hadras melech, that it's hadras melech, that roiv am is mishtatev in davoide. Umoine v'hoilech sholesh esrei. There were 13 avoides which were decided in this pious. Umispardim, and then they came together to make the pious, and then they separated. V'chozrin v'nesofim la'achasho. They came back after an hour. U'machizin la'payis shlishi, then they made a third pious. Kloima basifa shlishis. U'lekamo meforish loma mispardin v'chozrin v'nesofim. Why did l'chayre, they're together once, so let's take care of all, let's make all the four piyosis now. Why do you have to go separate, come back, kidei shetahei helgish kol ba'azorah. There should be a goshes kol shem v'beis alekim na'alech barogish. The third pious was chadoshim kahanim sheloi iktiru k'teres mimehem yiskabtsu kulon lekan legoyrel hakteres. The third pious was k'teres. And this only, not all Kahanim were eligible for this pious, only those who never in their lives had been Makhtek Teiris. Avaloy Yishonim, those who already were Makhtek Teiris, they did not have a second opportunity. Doma Lekamam, Ma'oilom Loishona Ba'odom, a person never had the opportunity to be Makhtek Teiris twice, Lofi Shahisa Ma'asheres, Shenema Yisimu K'teira Ba'apecho, Uchsiv Basrei, Boruch Hashem Cheloi. Mikol Mokim Shamine Mino, so that's what Kat Chadoshim Likteres. Oh, but Mikol Mokim Shamine Mino, let's get back to the Inyan. Hatovas Aneiris Kaidemes Likteres. That's what we see. The second pious was Neiris, the third pious was Kteres. And in our Mishnah it says, Kteres, and then Hatovas Aneiris. So Abaye answered, Kan Bahatovas Steineris, our Mishnah is speaking about the Atova of Steineris, and Kan in the Mishnah further speaking about Bahatovas Chomeshneris. So Trashi is like, Lekamon Bepeirik Shlishi Amrinam, Shemavsik Bahatovas Haneris. That when they were made of the Neris, there was a whole process, the Kohen walked in, they took out the Afer of the Psila, they took out the old Psilas, they took out the old Shemen, they cleaned out the Ner, they poured in new Shemen, they put in a new Psila, that was Atovas Haneris, which was done in the morning. Tadlokas Haneris was done Bein Erbayim. So, in this process of Atovas Haneris, so it was not, he had seven Neiris, but all seven Neiris the Kohen was not made of all seven Neiris at once. Know what? Shemavsik Bahatovas Haneiris. Mishehetiv Chomesh, when he was made of five Neiris, Poisik, he stopped. Umamtin Achen Nase Avoida Acheres Bintai, then another Avoida was done. V'choizer u'meitiv shtayim. And then it was after this avoida was done, then the Kohen was meitiv the last two neiris. Now, that's a double muskim, that there was a hefsik between the chomesh neiris and the shtay neiris. Now, what avoida was mafsik? U'plige abishol v'rabon. That's a machlekes tanoi. Ike laman di omar b'kteiris mafsik. The Chachamim hold that the kteiris was mafsik between the chomesh neiris and the shtei neiris. Lo, v'ike laman di omar b'shchitas hatomid ezrikas domid mafsik lo. Another man di omar holds that the zrike was mafsik between the chomesh and the shtei neiris. Lekamon meforish taimed avsoke. Why bechlal do you have to be mafsik? Period. Now, so Abaye said, "V'tana didon sfirelei b'kteiris mafsik lo." Our Tana holds that they were mafsik the chomesh neiris from the shtei neiris with the aktoris aktoris hilkach. So Abaye said a beautiful teretz. Ha diktoni kteiris bereishe. In our Mishnah, it says that he was makte kteiris and then he was mativ neiris. So that's speaking about Bahatova Shtei Neiris. That's speaking about the Hatova of the last two Neiris, comma. So that's to say the Ktoiris and then Neiris. For ho disnan Hatova Bereishe. That what the, when it says about the Paiosis, it says the second Pais was on the Hatova Saneiris and the third Pais was on the Ktoiris. Batovas Chomish Rishainis Koma. That was Batova the Chomish Rishainis. So first, they were mative the Chomish Rishainis. And then they made a new pious who's going to be Maktik Teiris. Then they were Maktik Teiris. And then that person was mative the second, the last two Neiris. So it's a beautiful Teretz. That's shot in the Teretz. Like Omar Abaya, like Kash. Kan Bahatova Shtei Neiris. Our Mishnah speaking about of the Ktoiris, which was before the last two Neiris, Kan Bahatovas Chomesh Neiris. And that Mishnah is speaking about the Tovas Chomesh Neiris, and that was before the Ktoiris. Frek the Gemore, lememre, so what are you saying? The Bektoiris Mafsik Lo, that the Hefsik between the Chomesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris was the Ktoiris. Frek the Gemore, Vahabaye Misader Marocha Mishmei the Gemore. And so Abaye was Misader to say that Marocha Mishmei the Gemore. We'll see all the Talmidim were masking. This was the Seder. Sadova Makubim Mikobane Yeshivim. That's Mishmei the Gemore. The Dama Tomid Mavsiklo. He says that between the Chomesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris is Dama Tomit. Matovas Chomesh Neiris Kedemis La Dama Tomit. The Dama Tomit Koidl Matovas Shtei Neiris. That's what we say in Abaye Mesadalu. So Memele, so that's the Dabar HaMavsik. So then this whole Teretz doesn't work. The whole Teretz works if the Ketores is Mavsik, so we could say the Ketores is after the Chomish Neres and before the Shtein Neres. But if the Dama Tomid is Mavsik, so you can't say this Teretz. So the Gemara says, Loi Kashe. That's no Kashe. Ahi La Abishol. Abishol holds like this. Abishol holds, we'll see in a minute, Abishol holds that the Dama Tomid was Mafsik between the Chomish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. That's Abishol. And Abishol holds that the Ketores was Taka after the Shtei Neiris. That's Abishol. And the Chachomim hold that the Ketores was Mafsik between the Chomish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris, and Dama Tomid was before the Neiris in Gans. Where do we see a machloikes Abishol and the Rabbonim? The Sanya, we learned as a barais as follows. Lo yeitiv es haneirois v'achar kach yakter. Now this means he should not be meitiv all seven neiris v'achar kach yakter, and then after all seven neiris he'll be makter. Elo Yakter, he should be makter v'achar kach yeitiv. That means he should be makter, and then he should make the two neiris. But this is shitas achachomim, that the aktore should not be after all seven neiris, it should be before the last two neiris. Abishol oimer, meitiv, no, you're meitiv the seven neiris. And then you make the haktores. According to Abishol, the ktores is after all the neiris. And then we'll see the damatomid is mafsik between the chomesh neiris and the shtei neiris. Let us see Rashi. V'habaya lekama beperik shlishi, misader begirsi desei demareches avoides kol yoyim v'yoyim. Mishmei de Gemore, Dova Mekubu, Mikol Bnei Yeshiva, Shekiblu Mirabei Sayim. So the Chachomim said, Lo Yeitiv Shiv Oson. He should not be Meitiv all seven Neiris, V'achar Kach Yakter, and then he should be Makter, Ele Yakter Be'emtza. V'achar Kach Yigmer Hatov Eshtayim. So that, what the Loshon of the Rabbonon is, Ele yaktir v'ache kach yeitiv does not mean he should be maktir before all hatovis. Rashi says that means yaktir be'emtza v'ache kach yeitiv the two neiris. That's what Rashi says. V'ho leka lemeime yaktir t'chila. Rashi says don't take it literally. Yaktir v'ache kach yeitiv, that means that according to the Chachomim, the aktor is before the chomesh neiris. That can't be. You need a havsoke between the chomesh and the shtayim. V'chol avoides sturez zu achazu api aksuvim lekamon b'milsa diabaye. If you would say that you are maktir before the hatovas haneretz. And the Yevsha lahakter ad la'acha zrikas dam atomid. The zrikas dam atomid is before haktor. So you know like this. So the dam atomid is first. Then there's the haktoras, haktoras. And then you'll make the atovas aneiris. The amet ktoiris kaidemis latovas aneiris. If you're gonna stick the ktoiris also before the neiris. And the dam atomid has to be before the ktoiris. That's a klal. Is ein lecha oid avoide lavsikon bo. So how are you going to be mavsik the neiris? So you can't say that the chachamim mean that the ktoiris is before everything. Because if it does be before everything, so the dama tamid is before that. So what are you going to be mavsik the neiris? I don't understand lechayra the kasha. I mean, lechayra could be mavsik with the evorim. They just made the zrikas dama tamid. The ktoiris evorim of the tamid is later. I mean, that's what we say according to Abishol, Ktoiris Kedemes Leivorim. After the Ktoiris, Abishol and the Ktoiris was after the seven Neiris. So then they were, then they were makter the Evorim. So, I mean, the Evorim was next online. So why can you use the Evorim to be mavdo? But al kolponim, that's Rashi's only proving this, that this is pshat and the Rabbon. But al kolponim, we know now there is a machlokes, the Rabbonon and Abba Shol. What is the Seder? What is the Seder? The Chachomim hold that the Seder was first Tama Tomit, then Hatovas Chomish Neres, then the Ktoires, and then the Hatovas Shtei Neres. That's what the Chachomim hold. And that's how Abaye inferred the two Mishnayis. That our Mishnah is speaking about the Ktoires, which are before the Shtei Neres. And the Mishnah further is speaking about the Neire, the Chomish Neres, which are before the Ktoires. And Abba Shol personally holds that you have first, you have Atovas Chomesh Neiris, then you have the Dam HaTomid, then you have the Atovas Shtei Neiris, and then you have the Ktoiris. That's Shitas Abba Shol. So now the Gemara will explain the Machlekes. My time the Abba Shol. Why does Abba Shol hold that the Ktoiris comes after all seven Neiris? So the Gemara answers, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Baboika, Baboika. We'll see Pshat in the Kefal HaLoshen. The Kefal HaLoshen comes to tell us that you make two Hatovis. That's the Makur that you make two Hatovis. Baboika, Baboika, Behitiva Yesaneiris. Then it says, Yaktireno. So how do you learn Pasha Pshat Mechumish? Baboika, Baboika. You make, but veitiva yesa neiris, your mate of the neiris, and then yakti reno, zaloshen osid, then you should be maktir dikteiris. So that means vahodo yakti reno. So the pasuk says, klo, first you take care of the atova shivas haneiris, and then yakti reno, then you make kteiris. So you see klo, that the kteiris comes after that atova shivas haneiris. Just to see the last Rashi, Abba Sholem emetiv es kulam koidem lahaktoras, lahaktoras, vahavsoke bedam atomit, and he holds avsoke is bedam atomit. Verabono. Now this is a meridike kasha, I mean that the posuk seems like that, that after the atomis aneiris is then yaktirano. Verabono, my koma rachmone, what is pshatn posuk? Beidom hatove, Tehei mukta kteiris. It seems Yaktireno is not a loshen osid, that after the neiris, he should be maktir the kteiris. No, beidon hatova, when he is making the hatova, and we'll see that this hatova means the hatova of the shtei neiris, tehei mukta kteiris. The Ktoiris should have been already Mukta. Tehei Mukta Ktoiris. Loshen of Rashi in Psochem, Rashi says, Kvar Tehei Mikuteris. So that means when you're being Goymel, the Hatovas HaNeirois, it should already be Yakti Ren, it should have been Muktar the Ktoiris. When you're by the Gmar of a Hatove, the Ktoiris should have been taken care of. That is the Taich of the Chachomin. Ab Emerson, this is Epsabot in the Taich. I mean, Lachire Abba Shol is the Chmo Mestava. It's going with the Seder, but even say Neiro, it's Yakti Reno. Not, when you, after the second, the Shtei Neiris, it should be Muktar ready. So the Chachamim said, listen, you have to say pshat is like this. You can't say different pshat. The Eloi Teima Hochi, if you won't say like this, let's go further. Bein ha'abayim, d'chsiv, uva'halois, aroin, es haneirois, bein arbayim, yaktireno. Now, are you Abba Shol? How are you going to learn pshat? Hochinam, you also say the same pshat. The Bereisha Madlik Neiris, first you'll be Madlik all seven Neiris. Vahodah makter teiris shall bein arbayim. That's the seder. Vahodah. That's valis arnes and neiris bein arbayim. Then yaktireno. V'chiteima ochinami. Maybe you thaki say like that. Eino chanami. That's thaki pshat. She says, no, that is not pshat. So first the Gemara brings a drosha, which is not negeios, and then the Gemara brings a second drosha. V'osanye, we learned in a baraisa, mei erev ad boiker. It says, Yarech oisoi arain ubonov mei erev ad boiker. Yarech oisoi arain ubonov mei erev ad boiker. So watch out, mei erev ad boiker. So one drosha is ten lo midoso. That it should have a midah shetei deleches veileches kol alayla mei erev ad boiker. It should be a standard amount that's put into each neir, winter, summer, that it should last mei erev ad boiker for tkufas teves, the shortest nights, the longest nights, that you should have a standard amount. That's not negeios. That's one drosha for mei erev ad boiker. Dover acher, another drosha, which is us very negeia, mei erev ad boiker, yarech oisoi, oisoi aren akoy mei erev ad boiker, ein lecho avoide, there is no avoide shekeshera mei erev ad boiker, that is kosher, mei erev ad boiker, elazu bovat. That means, this is the last avoides hayoim that is done. Ein lecho avoide shekeshera oisoi mei erev ad boiker, and there's nothing afterwards. This is my erev ad boiker. This is it. So now we have a problem. So this pasuk tells us that the last avoida of the day was, the last avoida sayoim was the hadlokes haneiros. Oisai my erev ad boiker, vein acha my erev ad boiker. So now let's go back to the Chumash. The Chumash says, V'halois arim es haneiris bein arbayim yaktireno. So according to Abishol, yaktireno means you'll then be makterit. You can't say you'll then be makterit because the last avoida was that Thomas the hadlokas haneiris. So memele, so you can't say pshat he'll then be makterit. Elo maiko marachmona. So how do you, Abisha, how do you have to say pshat and posik? So you have to say that yaktirena is not a loshon hoda afterwards. No, be idon hadloke when you bahalois arenes aneres bein arbay when you'll be madlik the neres tehei mukta k'tayres. The k'tayres should already be burning. So memele, so that means k'tayres before hadloke. So that's how you have to touch it over there. So the same yaktireno, it says, by the hatovas aneiris in the morning. It's ochinami, be'idon hatove, when you'll be meitev, the last two neiris, tehei mukta k'toiris, the k'toiris has to be mukta. So that's the raya of the chachomim, that the k'toiris is mavsik bein chomesh aneiris u bein shtei aneiris. That's a fakel. So we see now the yetzav atayis that's pshat yaktireno. Abe shalom aloch shani hosom d'chsiva yisei. No, yaktireno you have to learn poshep pshat. No, by hadloke you can't learn poshep pshat. So there you won't learn poshep pshat. So there you're right. There you have to tayis yaktireno. That means that when you'll be madlik, the k'tayis has to be mukta already. That's true. There you have a hechech for no yisei. But without any hechech, that's how you say pshat and poshep. Let us see Rashi. Mei erev ad boiker. B'nei reis ksiv. Yarech oisai aren obonov mei erev ad boiker. Ten lo lemneiro mida shemen kidei shetei deilekes kol halaylo. That is the first drosh. V'shiroi chachomim chatzilug l'chol ner v'ner. V'yesh boi kidei l'hadlik kol halaylo shel tkufas teves. Then that's the shortest, the longest nights. V'im yoyser b'k'tzoro. So what did they do in the summer? It's yoyser, so burn in the middle of the day. Till the chelik of the day. Baksim of the Taisus HaRosh brings from the Rivo that there was an expert in the Beis HaMikdash that knew how to thicken or thinner the psilis. So they always burnt out at the same time. There was me'erev ad boiker, nor Well, in the winter nights, there were long nights, the psilas were thinner, and as the nights got shorter, the psilas got thicker. Ein lecha avoides ekshera kloima, ein lecha avoides yoim, kesheira acher hadlokosam, which is kosher after that loke, the dorish hochi, oisoi, this is the last avoide me erevat boike, voloi acher me erevat boike. And so you have to tie shakterenu means the tei beidon atove beidon adloke that's already muktak teiris. So Abba Shaul says there you have to take a tie like that. Dersiv oisek the frishes. Bar kochacha beidon adloke tei muktak teiris. The teiris should be muktak ready. Come on. But you have to say that. Abba Shaches beseder mashmoyel shel mikra. About this, if the poshta pshat the posuk seder avoide behitivoy esaneiros vahodo yaktireno. Let us see Tosfos. Omar Abaye loikashe. As Abaye verenfeld the stire in two mishnayos in Yume kan bahatova shteineiros. But our Mishnah is speaking about the Atova of the Shtei Meiris, so therefore it's first Ktoiris and then Atova Saneiris. And the Mishnah further, which is speaking at the Pious, that said the Pious Hasheni was the Neiris and the Pious Hashlishi was the Ktoiris, is speaking about the Chomesh Neiris, the Atova of the Chomesh Neiris. So Ktoisvis, Mida Leikoma Elo Omar Abaye, Michlaud Lehoda Bay Mishinuye de Shaninen Arumye de Masnisen Ahidetom. That means we're in the middle of a sugya. First the Gemara had asked Akasha from Mesechtes Tomid. Mesechtes Tomid, it says the Neiris are before the Ktoiris. Misha Zocha Bim Neira or Misha Zocha Bik Ktoiris. And our Mishnah said that the Ktoiris are before the Neiris. So on that the Gemara said, oh, that's or Rab Shimon, so the Gemara's maskone is that our Tane is Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah. So he holds Teiris before Neiris. And the Mishnah in Tomid that says Neiris before Teiris is the Tane of Tom. Now, from the Loshen of Abaye, Weistos, the Gemara doesn't say Elo Omar Abaye. So Weistos, that Abaye just came to verenfer the stira of the two Mishnayos in Yume. But the first tire, that is Soimach and Rab Yechanan Steretz, or Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah, and or Rabbana. Like Tosfos v'koshelon, the whole problem is, it's one problem. There it says Neiris and then Ktoiris, and here it says Ktoiris and then Neiris. So Abaye, we have the same problem, the Mishnah in Yume. So Abaye said at Teretz, that Fakato, matters which Neiris was speaking about. The our Mishnah is speaking about the Shtei Neiris, so it's Ktoiris before Neiris. Yana Mishnah is speaking about the Chomesh Neiris, so it's Neiris before Ktoiris. So the Koshalon, Amayloi Mishani, Nami Hochi. So let's, and the first Kash, let's also say the same Teretz. That's the only problem. The problem is, there it says Neiris before Ktoiris. The Masnisen, the Hoche, Bishtei Neiris. That's what Abaye said. Oh, Mas Nisan de Tomid, Bechomish Neiris, and they're speaking about Bechomish Neiris. So why didn't the Gemara say Elo Amar Abaye? Abaye and Eluya Shain fall over here. That it shaykh there should be Neiris before Ktoiris and Ktoiris before Neiris. The Nira Li, the Ktoiris, that Philly have a Mishani Hochi. If Abaye would have verenfeld this Kasha, saying, okay, this is the Shtei Neiris, they're speaking about Bechomish Neiris. Akati plige amasnisen dosen, but there's still a machloikis. Why? Zrikas dam, akati plige amasnisen dosen, zrikas dam atomid, boser dishen misbeach apnimi vaham neurem. There it says, in that Mishnah Tomid, it says that the zrikas dam atomid is after the dishen misbeach apnimi vaham neurem. Vahochiktoni, Zrike bereishe. By us it says that the Zrike was the first thing. Uzeirik as Adam. So there's another problem. There's a problem with the Zrike. Here it says the Zrike before everything. And that Mishnah says the Zrike is after. ist das im Zirik, ist da mit Tomit Bosse, dischen bis Berg auf Nimi, wir haben Neure. So, lahoch, ich zog, look, miketanoi. That means, so you have to, you can't run away from this kasha, with the Neures, you can run away. But there's a problem with the Zirik also. Period. Okay, so my mail, that's why the Gemara say that's a machlekes tanoi, and then you can't be miyashiv. No, in Yume Gufe, our Mishnah is speaking about the Shtei Neiros, and the Mishnah later is speaking about the Chomesh Neiros. Frektoisves, Vohoda loiktoni b'mas nisin namei hatove dekamei haktoires. Frektoisves, a beautiful teretz. Our Mishnah is speaking about the last two Neiros. So that's after the Ktoires. Yeah, the Mishnah is speaking about the first five Neiros. That's before the Ktoires. But why didn't our Mishnah speak about the first five Neiros? I mean, our Mishnah, the seven Neiros. So why did our Mishnah skipped over the first five Neiros and said, you know, in the Kohen Gadol does the Ktoires every day and he does the two Neiros. Good. But why didn't he speak about the five Neiros? Yeshloima the loika choshev ella hatova steinerois shehein gmar avoide. The Kohen Gadol did not do all the seven neiros. He did the gmar avoide. Vatovas chomish neiros loyaya oise Kohen Gadol. Kedi omar besomuch, the Gemara says later, Eruyi ba'alme kamoiri. He's just telling us what the Kohen Gadol did. That's what the Kohen Gadol did. The Kohen Gadol only did two neiros. He didn't do more than that. So that's why our Mishnah only spoke about these two neiros. The Rishash wants to say it's a different teretz, and the Rishash and the Med Aleph wants to say a different teretz. He brings, the Baal Tanura says that, in the Mishnah in Tomid, in Seif Peri Gimel, the Mishnah says what the Seder was. Kozman Shimon HaTzadik was alive. The Ner HaMarovi, when Kozman Shimon HaTzadik was alive, so the Ner and Maravi burnt the whole day. That was a Ness. And the Ner and Maravi was from the two Neiris that were done. That was the Ner and Maravi, the Ner and Mizrahi. That means as soon as he walked into the Heichel, the first Ner was the Ner Mizrahi, the second Ner was the Ner Maravi, and that was the Tova Shtei Neiris. So the Baal Tanura explains as follows. Bizman Shimon HaTzadik was alive, so the Ner Maravi was burning. There's nothing but to do with it. After Shimon HaTzadik was nifted, that was a Nes Goli. Eidus Uli Yisrael, Shashchina Sheira B'maisa Yedei. After Shimon HaTzadik, they were madlik, because it says that they had to be at Eish Tomid. So they were madlik the Ner HaMaravi. They were madlik the Ner. I mean, when he came in, he was mate of the Neiris. So by all the other Neiris, he just cleaned out the Neiris. He filled it up with Shem and he put in a new psil and a good talk. He didn't do anything. But the Neiris, that's the Hatovas HaNeiris. He was massacring the Neiris. At night, he made the Adlokas HaNeiris. That was the Avodas HaLaila. But the Ner HaMaravi, he was madlik then also, because we had to make sure one zechet hanes, but we had to make sure that the Ner HaMaravi burnt the whole day. So he was madlik the Ner HaMaravi. So could be, because he asks Akasha the Rishash and the Med Aleph, why weren't they malgil him in the Avodas Hadlokah also? The Zrike and the Atove, what's with the Avodas Hadlokah? So he says, could be, there were Margaham in the Vedas Hadlok, and that's why they picked on the last two Neiris. He was Meitev, he did the Ktoiris and the last two Neiris, because the last two Neiris after Shimon HaTzadik, so you were Meitev, and you were also Madlik. You were Meitev and Madlik. So they wanted to be Margul the Kohen Gadol by Vedas Hadlok also. So therefore, he did the last two Neiris. Taisva says he did the last two Neiris. because that's the Gemara mitzvah. He doesn't do the whole mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah nikel al pa'al mishagoyma. He did the Gemara mitzvah. But he wants to say, could be they were margul him in the last two neiris, because the last two neiris brought with it a regilus and the hadloka also, because it was madlik the ne'er marovi. That's what he wants to say. Ahi la'abishol. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara asked Akash and Abaye. He says, how could you say that they split up, that the Kteiris was mafsik between the Chomesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris? The Dama Tomid was mafsik. So the Gemara says, Ahila Abishol. That's Abishol holds like that, that the Kteiris was late and the Dama Tomid was mafsik. La'el ki komar man tane yume Rab Shimon isha mitzpe. He have a motzi lemeimer man tane tomit abisholi. The poliga masnisen de yume kerabon and the pligi alei. Taktach tais was another kasha. That means that we wanted to know who's the tane of yume, who's the tane of tomit that holds that the Neiris were before the Kteiris. So the Gemara could have said, he's Abishol. And the Amishn is the Chachamim that hold that the Kteiris were before the last two Neiris. Yishloima de Nichole loima lahaskir shema tane de masnisen deine Rav Shimon isha mitzvah. That could be that the Mishnah of Tomid is Abishol. But the Gemara wants to say who our Tana is. So our Tana is the Tana who's chaylik on the Stam Mishneh in Talmud. So our Tana is Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Voi Mishum Dashkir Lai Behed Yedos Ulaflugi Amas Nisan the Talmud. The Koma Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishana B'Talmud. So Memele. So that's why the Gemara mentions that who the Tana of our Mishneh is. The Chachamim said pshat, Be'idon ha-tove tehei mikta k'teiris. Mukta k'teiris. That when you're being native, yaktireno is not a loshin osit, not hoda, not be'itivo yasa neiris, after you're native the neiris, yaktireno, then you should make a k'tore. That's abishol. They darshin that b'shas you're being native the neiris, the k'teiris should be mukta already. It's a difficult taich in Yaktiren. Frektois vis teimo li, amai loi koma beitive yas a neiris, hainu chomish neiris, v'acher kach yaktir, the bekteiris mafsiklu. Why did they have to go away from poshe taich? Abashol said poshe tivre. Hoder yaktireno, beitive yas a neiris, yaktireno. After the neiris, you should be makta. Now, Abishol personally held after the seven neiris, you should be makta. They hold after the five neiris, you should be makta. So maybe the pasuk is speaking about the five neiris. They're saying after the five neiris, you should be makta. It's speaking about the two neiris, and when you're made of the two neiris, it should be mukta already. So it's speaking after the five neiris. So what's the kaifal aloshim baboike baboike? Chelkeyu lishnei bekorim. Make two mornings. Peirish chomish neiris lechudayu umafsik pohoda beiz neiris. So baboike beitivoy asaneiris, we are speaking, this pasuk is speaking about seven neiris already. We're speaking about the five and two. Now if it's speaking about five and two and you're gonna tight shaktireno afterwards you should be makter, so that means after the seven you should be makter. That is abishol. So if you're gonna tight the pasuk is speaking about the two neiris also. So if you're gonna tell me yaktireno means afterwards you should be makta, so you're telling me that the k'teiris is after seven neiris. So the only way you could make the k'teiris before the seven neiris is by saying pshat yaktireno means that be'idon atove, while you are in the midst of being mative the Shtei Neiris, speaking about Baboike, is Tehei Mukta Kteiris. The Kteiris should be Mukta ready. Va'oid Yesh Loima, the Shinuya, the Mishani Adifalei, The Gemara is Teretz is a better Teretz. The Maisi Raelit Vork, the Comedy Leitei Moch. You know why he wanted a Teitz like this? Because he wanted to prove that that's a Teitz from the next Pasuk. By the Adlok Ezicha, that's Pshat, that Yakti Renot should be Mukhtar already. Because by the Adlok, the Haktor is before the Neiris. So Memela, so that's why he said this Pshat over here, to prove his point from the Yakti Renot of the Adlok. Rapope Oma, Zukta Gemara weiter, we're back to the kasha that we had asked this Astire in Meseches Yume, between our Mishnah and the Mishnah that speaks about the Payosis. In our Mishnah it says Ktoiris before Hatovas Aneiris. And in the Mishnah later it says Hatovas Aneiris, that was the second Pious, and the third Pious was Ktoiris. It says Neiris before Ktoiris. So, Abaye Tzeret Teretz, it's no stire. Where our Mishnah is speaking about the last two Neiris, which are after the Ktoiris, and the Mishnah later speaking about the five Neiris, which are before the Ktoiris. Rav Popa Oma Loi Kashe, there's no Kashe, Ho Rabbonon Ho Abishol. So Rav Popa said, a beautiful Teretz, that this Takamach Loikis. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that the Ktoiris is before the Neiris. That's the Chachomim. That's true. And you split the Hatovas HaNeiris, five. First you made the five Neiris, then you make Ktoiris, and then you made the two Neiris. That is the Chachomim of the Mishnah. Abishol holds you split the Hatovas HaNeiris with the Dam HaTomid. The Hatovas Chomish Neiris koidem le Dam HaTomid. The Dam HaTomid koidem So Abishol holds that the seven Neiris are before the Ktoiris. So Memela, so he says, our Mishnah that says Ktoiris is before the Neiris, the two Neiris, the way Abaye said, that's going according to the Chachomim. And Yen Mishnah says Neiris is before the Ktoiris, is speaking about all seven Neiris are before the Ktoiris. This is going according to Abishol. Frag de Gemore, ba mai u kimte la masnisen da hoche ke rabonon. Our mission is going according to the rabonon. That's our mission. Pius, the Mishnah of Pius, that the second Pius was the Neiris, the third Pius was the Ktoiris, Kabishol. Fine. Eimo Sefer. Let us see the Sefer. There's another Mishnah further. Heviu loy es atomit. They brought the Kohen Gadol the Tomit. Kortzoi. So he made a chatach. He was chaytach roiv of the basim on him. But he wasn't goymer the shchita. He just did the minimum amount. Umorak achar shchita al yodai. And there was someone else, there was a Kohen Hedyet, that was goymer the shchita for him. After him. Fine. So that's the Shritas Hatomit. Nichnas lahaktir es haktoiris. Then you went to be makter the ktoiris. Ula heitiv es haneiris. And to be made of the neiris. Now this is the Mishnah that we just had before goes according to Abishol. And now here it says, you makter the ktoiris and you made of the neiris. Oh, osan la rabbonon. So that's going according to the rabbonon. So that's Amir de Kikugel. Reisha v'sefer Rabbonon. Our Mishnah, in that Mishnah, that you have Ktoiris before Neiris, going according to the Rabbonon. Umitziyosa Abishol. In the middle, right, that says that there's Neiris and then Ktoiris, that's Abishol. Omar lechor Rav Popa. So Rav Popa wasn't this spoil. Yeah, it's gefährlich. And Reisha v'sefer Rabbonon. Umitziyosa Abishol. That's a kailam shat. Zuch gefällig. Why Abaye did not want to say Rav Popa's Teretz? Because the Teretz is obvious. Because it's a big doichik. Reishe v'seifer Rabbonon and mitziyos Abishol. So that's very modern. So therefore, Abaye said, everything's going according to Montana, and the Teretz is before the Neiris. The Neiris can be before the Ktoiris. It's one is speaking about the Shtei Neiris, one is speaking about the Chomesh Neiris. That's a beautiful pshat without chukim. Aber Rapope, my time, loi oma ke Abaye. Why didn't Rapope say Abaye is Teretz? Abaye is like a beautiful Teretz. Oma lecho. So Rapope said, you think Abaye is so beautiful? It's not so beautiful. Tone bereshe hatova shteineres. When the Mishnah starts in the first Perek, it speaks about the shteineres. And therefore the Teretz is before the shteineres. Vahodo, and later, when he speaks about the payoses, hatovas chomish neiris. Then he speaks about the chomish neiris. That's also not kaseida. Why is he going backwards? Our Mishnah speaks about the last two neiris, and then he starts speaking about the first five neiris. So, that's not the, according to me, the Tan is consistent. He's speaking about the last two neiris, and he holds like the chachomim, some amelith. According to Rabbi Shaul, the Mishnah is very consistent. We're speaking about the last two Neiris. Our Mishnah holds like the Chachomim, so you have Ktoiris before Neiris. Yen the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shaul, so you have Neiris and then Ktoiris, but we're speaking about the same thing, and it's a difference of opinion. But according to Abaye, we're speaking about it's the same Tanis, so why does he start off, why does he go backwards? Why does he start off with the Shtei Neiris? The lady speaks about the Chomish Neiris. Rabbi Omelacha, Eruye, Baalmu de Kamoiri. Besidra Hohoder Tonilei. First he tells you Stamazaya Yediyah, and later he tells you a Seder. Let us see Rashi. Rav Papa Oma Loikashe. Seder Yume, a Seder Yume. You asked Astire, by us it says Kteiris before Neiris. There it says Neiris before Kteiris. Kulu, all the Mishnahs are speaking about Atova Shteineres. Hod is nan Kteiris Bereishe. Our Mishnah that says Kteiris Bereishe. Rabono. Vod is nan Neiris Bereishe. Abishol. Mas nisen da hoche de Pirke kame. Our Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim. Pious. The Masnissan, the Payosis, Ashni, Bepeg, Shaini, the Tonic Teres, Lubsaif, Kabishol. Like the Gemore, and Rapope, if the aim is safe, the say the Yume, Ktoni, Bepeg, Shlishi, Eviuloi, Eshatomid, Lekoin, Godlo, Biyema, Kippurim, Kortzoi, Otis Kortzemin, Chotchoi, Chotach, Boy, Hersher, Shchite, Bereif, Shnaim. He made a hersher shchita b'roiv shnayim, v'loi kulon. He did not cut all the simonim, roiv shnayim. Why can he make a complete shchita? Why dafka roiv? L'fisha tzorich hu atzmoi lemaher v'litel mizrok lekabel adom. If he's going to make a gemar shchita, so a lot of the dam will spill out before he has a time to take the mizrok. So therefore he makes roiv of the simonim. And then right away he takes the mizrak and loads him in the kabbal adam, and then the kohen acher is going with the shchita. Shekol avodas hayom kippurim ein kasher ela boy, because we need him to make the kabbalah. No one else can make the kabbalah, so that's why he makes just a minimum shchita, and later the kohen hedyot is goyim. The Menachem Meishev Nefesh brings a raya from this Rashi, not like the Ramban. We mentioned the Ramban Shita is that you only needed a Kohen Gadol for the Avoides HaMiyuchodes L'Yom HaKippurim. But the Shar Avoides HaYoim could use a Kohen Hedyot also. So the Tomid Bemison, you didn't need the Kohen Gadol. You could have used someone else also. So Rashi says, Klo Nitazoi. Rashi says, Klo, you needed, he says, he had it, Shekol Avoides HaYoim HaKippurim Eino Ksheiro Elo Boi. So here Rashi says, Klo, that the Tomid also was only, had to be, the Avodas HaTomid had to be only Ayidei the Kohen Gadol. Lehetiv es haneiris. So afterwards, he went, Lahakter es haktairis, and then he went, Lehetiv es haneiris. Barkochach b'shnaim achoinis, koma delekam an diyoma, ktairis, kaidemis, lachomesh neiris. So it's going according to the Rabbonah. In fact, the Gemara, Reisha v'Seifa, the Seyda Yume Rabbonon, u'metziyoso, is Abishol. The whole Masechta Zu, ki Mishnah Achas. It's one big Mishnah. שעסוק כולו בסדר, כמו שהן הפסוקים סידורים והולכים. That's one that's not like other mesechtes you have. Each parak is speaking about something else, different in yonim. Here, this, the Seder Yom is was explaining the Seder Avodah Shem HaKippurim from A to Z. So, Meile, so the Hitzakasha says, like one big Mishnah. Tana Bereish Bitmir. So the Kasha was, look, Yabai Masnis in the Ber Kama, Batovish Teineris. So, Rapopa said, Abai's Mahalach is also not too good. He first started to speak about the Steineris. The Perik Shainin, he's going backwards. Batovas Heineris, he's going backwards. Abaya Omalacho, I the Perik Kame Diktoni, Kol Shiva Sayomim Uzoirik, Lav V'Yem HaKippurim. This is not speaking about Yem HaKippurim. But like Kopid Asidra, so here, he's not Makbet to tell us a Seder. Aleluya ba'alma moiri umlandeinu shetzerach kain godolias osik ba'avoida kol shiva k'day she'erogel umezumim bo b'yoyim ha'kippurim. So Mamela, that's not a seder. So he spoke about the k'toyres and the shteineres. He's just telling us to kain godolias, but he's not telling us to seder ha'yoyim. B'sidre di yoyim ha'odotoni lo, but the seder ha'yoyim of how the Seder Yom looks, that's later. Is lakach shona beperik sheni atoves chamesh beperik gimel shona atoves shtayim. Fakel. There we're speaking about already the Seder Yom. So the Seder Yom is first chamesh, then k'tayres, and then shteineres. Zog Taisvis. Eimo Sefer heviu loy es atomit Kortzoy. So the Gemara brought down a Mishnah and Daf Lamed Aleph in the third Perek that there it says klar that the Ketores was before the Neiris, and this is Akasha and Rapope. This is already like the Rabbonon, Reishi v'Sefer Rabbonon, Mitzuyosa Kabisho. Taimoli, Fractosis, why did the Gemara have to ask, am I porch mehide peire gimel? Why are you asking from peire gimel? Livrech mehide peire beis gufe. This Mishnah of peire beis gufe is also schwer an rapport. What schwer? It says like this. Me and the Paiosis, when it speaks about the Paiosis, mi shoichet, mi zoirik, V'hodor mi medashem izbeich hapnimi, v'am noire. Yeah. So, here it says in this Mishnah that the Zrike is before Batobas haneiris. Mi zoirik, u'mi medashem hamanoire. So the Zrike is before the neiris. V'abishol svirele lekamon perik omolem amamune, gabi abaye misader maroche, balibed abishol, the dishon bizbeich apnimi koidom la tovas chomesh neres, batovas chomesh neres koidom le dam atomid. That's abishol. Abishol holds that the dam atomid was mafsig bein hachomesh neres vashtay neres. So Mamela, so the Gemara could have asked from this Mishnah alone, why going to the third parak? It's one big Mishnah. This Mishnah alone, when this Mishnah says the Seder of the Payoses, so it says, Mi Zoyrek, Umi Meitim Es Haneiris. So Akoch the Zrika was before the Atovas Haneiris. So it's not Abishol. Abishol holds that the Dama Atomid was Mavsik between the Chomish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. The Yesh Loima emphatizes Dilme Rav Pope Polig Alei Da Abaye V'svire Lei Afilu La Abishol Dama Tomit Bereshe V'hodor Dishem Mizbeach Apnimi. Abaye said, according to Abishol, the Dama Tomit was mafsik between the Chomish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. So Abaye said to Abishol. Rav Pope held that the Dama Tomid Bereshe, Vohoda Odishim is Beach Apnimi, and then, that Tobish Taineris. That Rav Pope held that Abishol holds that the Dama Tomid is before. So the Rav Pope held, Sikanis Kakashe, that this mission is not like Abishol. I hold that Abishol holds that I hold that Rabbi Shaul holds that the Dama Tomid was before the Atomis Haneiris. What's the kash? So frek the Marsho, Akashe, so comes out like this. Abrapapa holds that the Dama Tomid was before. Rabbi Shaul says klar that the Ktoiris was after the seven Neiris. Frek the Marsho, so what was in between? What was in between? Zok the Marsho, v'tzor l'chayme, the Rapopo loikim loy the boy hefzik b'neiris. Ein chanami. Rapopo had a different Rabbi Shaul. An Rabbi Shaul that the Dama Tomid is before, the Ktoiris is afterwards, and you make all seven Neiris, it's not a hefzik. That's what how the Marsho says pshat. Zokt Rabbi Kiveiga, beautiful kasha. Koshelin, gilyan ashas, lefize, the Gemara asked the kasha, lemai, tzorech loime, the Gemara asked, the Abaye loy oma kerav pope, the Gemara says, why didn't Abaye say like a pope? Reishe v'sefer abonon, mitziyose kabisho. That's not a way you zet zayim mishnayis. Frekt Rabbi Kiveiga, habibshutai laabaye leshitosai, the mesade maroche v'abishol, memele lekelishnui de pious kabishol. It can't be like kabishol. The boiso mishna atzma, this mishna alone, the zrikes dam, koidem dishim is bechap nimi, vahanoire, ava menoire. Here it says klar that the zrike is before the menoire, so according to Abaye, it can't be according to Abishol. Because according to Abaye, the Zrike is between the Chomish Neiris and the Shtein Neiris. So if you're asking Akasha, why didn't Abaye that sign like Abishol? Not because the Kimta is not so, it doesn't flow so smoothly. According to Abaye, it can't be like Abishol, because in the same Mishnah it says the Zrike was before. And Abishol holds that the Dama Tomid was Mavsik, Bein Chomish Neiris, L'Shtein Neiris. So the Mishnah can't be like Abishol. Oiruye ba'alme de kamoire v'sidre hoder masnilo. The Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara said, why did Rav Pope not want to say, like, Abaye, because Abaye is a problem. Abaye, first our Mishnah speaks about the Shtei Neiris, and the next Mishnah speaks about the Chomesh Neiris. It's going backwards. So the Gemara says, no, the Seder starts from the next Mishnah, and then it's like Chomesh Neiris, and the Mishnah for the Shtei Neiris. And our Mishnah is a Ruye Ba'alma de Kamayri, Visidra Hoda Masni. Just tell them he's just telling us, the Seder is later. The Seder is later. Just telling us what the Kohen Gadol did, but not telling us a Seder. And if the Mishnah is not saying a Seder, so Taishas understood Shat the Kasha, that he's just telling us what the Kohen Gadol did, and he's not going into a Seder. He's not telling us a Seder. He's telling us he made Treires and he made Shtei Neiris. He made Chomesh Neiris also, but he's not telling the Seder exactly what he did. So the whole Kasha we had asked from the Mishnah of Tomid, that our Mishnah is not Negeya. So Taisvis the Yeshloime, my diktoni v'masnisna ala seder shanois. Now the Gemara doesn't mean that our Mishnah is Tamazay saying he did this and he did this with Arachesben. He's even saying with a seder. V'hochi pirushi, oda loitone name atoves heiner. So why didn't he tell us that also? Mishim d'leihavi b'koyin god, because Itaka didn't do it. Ayruyi ba'alma, according to Taisvis, it's just telling us what the Koyin Godel did. That means you asked Akash and Abaye, why did the Tana in the first parak speaks about the Shtei Neiris? The Tana later, in the second parak speaks about the Chomesh Neiris. Why does he talk backwards? So he says, because they're talking about, he's not talking backwards, he's talking about two different people. In the first parak, he's talking about what the Kohen Gadol did, the Shiva Sayyam. The Kohen Gadol, the Shiva Sayyamim, did only the Shtei Neiris, like Kaisa said before, because that was the Gemara Avodah. That's what the Kohen Gadol did. In the second parak we're starting to speak about a Seder, how the Seder Avodah was, how the Payasas were. So there he's saying a Seder. And the, when he's saying a Seder, that, so first he speaks talk about the Chomish Neiris, and then later he speaks about the Shtei Neiris.